Hi, folks, before we start today's show, just want to give you a little update. We had a bit of an audio issue when recording this episode. There is a little bit of cell phone interference. Did the best I could to try to take that out, but it's still there at a few spots. I tried to level it out the best I can, but want to give you that up front so you're not surprised by any of that interference. We're sorry about that, but hopefully you still enjoy this episode. It's a great episode with our offensive line and our offensive line snack draft.
Be like water. And then we had a conversation in class about, like, well, what does that mean?
All right, first of all, if there's no, you have the extra blue cheese. If you don't have extra blue cheese, don't even bring the plate over. I like the forearms more, you know, than the biceps. Mm. Put it right in, pull it right out. You get two bones. If you do it right, you do it right, like in New York, you only have two bones left.
Yep. With
Notorious B.I.G., again, top tier. The dude was unbelievable in his lyrics, his flow, and his influence, I think, on the rap game, the hip-hop game at that time was unparalleled.
Whether it was a hokey story or not, but during the 2016 Olympic Games, I remember the commentators came out and they said, you know, this may be quite an interesting thing this year. The javelin Olympic champion in 2016 in Rio was a man who, when he was, at least this is how I remember the story, he said, well, how did you learn how to javelin? And the guy says, YouTube.
Yeah, that's where I kind of stumbled onto it. I was trying to see how Mike Allstott trained, because this dude was a freak. And I figured if I could lift like him, I could do the stuff he does. So I kind of, that's where I started researching that and found out that he was using chains. And then that kind of led me, kind of stumbled on some articles from Dave Tate and Louie.
The mentality of it, they feel like the guy across from them is faster. So they got to get their hips turned so they can mirror them and play more basketball. It's like, no, stay strong, use your strength and body, punch, sit down, and control the guy across from you. Because if he's faster than you, he's not stronger than you.
Oh, bone? Yeah, that's a little bit. That's a little bougie. That's a little bougie. Yeah.
Buffalo-style chicken tenders.
Yeah. That's no good. That's out. That's soft. Soft.
If you can't enjoy going to work, you shouldn't go there. You know? If you can't enjoy the people that you're around, you know, that just isn't something you need to be a part of. It's toxic, in fact. So, you know, you just have to move on.
You know, we're kind of all a sum total of everything we've done, but when we bump into each other's lives, no, we don't really know what that is. But I love finding out about people's stories.
You are listening to the Iron Dread Podcast.
Here we are, live to record on your Iron Dread podcast. I am sitting here with some members of our offensive line, and we are going to settle an epic debate. We are going to draft our teams of the top snacks in this world. Gentlemen, please introduce yourselves, starting with you, Mr. Jankovic.
I'm Trevor Jankovic, sophomore football player and powerlifter.
Jack Stuffel, junior football player and powerlifter.
My name's Elias Fleener, and I'm a freshman football player and a powerlifter as well.
Emma Bonilla, freshman football player.
Owen Winder, freshman football player, basketball player.
At any point during this draft, Emmett's team may just get disqualified. Obviously, all members of the offensive line love food, right? It's a necessary thing in order to be an offensive lineman. We have to enjoy food. However, you all have been selected out of the crew mostly because you all have access to this time slot in which we were recording. But you all, some of you, big food guys in different areas. We are going to run through and draft our most dominant snack teams, and then the listeners are going to vote. Now, our categories are going to be as such, and you're going to get one pick on each of these. Chocolate, candy, baked goods, salty,
and a wild card, which could be any snack item. We have a veto policy where if one member of this panel thinks that something doesn't fit into a given area, they can propose a veto of that pick. They need one other member of the panel to go with them, and then we will vote on it. And majority wins of whether or not the vote stays. Right. Our draft will be a snake draft, where we've done snake draft podcasts before, where we start with the first pick. All six of us make a pick. Whoever had the sixth pick then gets the pick first in the next round. Okay. Our draft order will be as follows. Mr. Steffel will have the first overall pick. I will pick second. WWE, also known as Walk with Elias, will pick third. Mr. Winder will pick fourth. Jank will pick fifth. And
Giggles.
Yeah. And that disembodied voice from the back is Coach Jacobs, who will most definitely jump in and Giggles. Troll these kids as we do this. And of course, gentlemen, we've talked about this before we went on the air. This will be we're recording this during the lunch period, so this will be a multi-day process. So our goal here is hopefully to get through the first round, and then we will record more on another day. So are you ready, gentlemen, to start the draft?
Yeah, let's get it.
All right, so round one, sponsored by JockoFuel.com. Use promo code IRONDREAD10 to receive 10% off at JockoFuel.com. Mr. Steffel, you are on the clock.
All right. For the first pick, I'm going to go with a baked good. It's going to be Little Debbie's Cosmic Brownies.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be the first pick.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
All right. Mr. Steffel going with a baked good for his first round pick. What makes you choose Cosmic Brownies as your first overall pick?
If I'm ever just walking through a mire, I can just look and see them and know I can finish a box in like one sitting. And so I just know I can feast through them, that a lot of people can do the same. So I think it's a pretty solid first pick.
I mean, Cosmic Brownies been around a while. Definitely something that was there during my youth. The Cosmic Brownie from Little Debbie's, known a small rectangular baked good, complete with what are those things on the top? Were they considered them sprinkles?
I think it would be a sprinkle.
That would be a sprinkle. I mean, I think we can classify it as a sprinkle. What's he say?
I pick second.
Pick. We're talking about the baked good item.
You
want to be on this panel? Hey. Did you guys know they make Cosmic Brownie ice cream?
It's at Meijer. There's one freezer full of it. It's at the end of the aisle.
You buy the whole thing or what?
The Cosmic Brownies, man. I can remember vividly going back and enjoying those bad boys in my elementary school cafeteria. You could walk up and buy one for 25 cents. It was a deal. It was a deal.
300 pounds at least.
I was there.
You're pushing.
All right. So moving on, I am privileged to have the second overall pick, and I'm going to pick one that. I mean, I'm going to say it, and everybody's going to go, oh, I had it on my list. We're going chocolate category here. Best Halloween candy chocolate item, right? Hands down, I go trick-or-treating with my niece because she's allergic to peanut butter and hands me one every time she gets one. Gentlemen, I am selecting the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup first overall.
That's a great go-to.
I mean, yeah, I agree with you, Coach. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, the mixture of the chocolate and the peanut butter together, a delectable combination. Reese's, like, they just, you know, they created it. Like, they tried to go and they do different things with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Reese's Pieces, many of these different things. But is there really anything better than the OG?
You got to freeze them, though. put them in the freezer and chill down a little bit.
Those on s'mores instead of Hershey's.
That's what I am saying. That is so good.
That is a power move.
So good.
That is a power move. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup actually has been around forever. Created November 15th, 1928 by H.B. Reese's, right? He was a former dairy farmer, right, that all of a sudden started working for this guy, Milton S. Hershey. You may have heard of some of his stuff, to start the business making Reese's Cubs.
Oh, can't beat those.
I mean, it is. That's a top draw for sure. All right, Mr. Winder. Oh, I'm sorry. WWE, you are next.
So the name's been tossed around a little bit, and I think I'm going to have to take something from this category. So I'm going chocolate. I think I'm going to go with the Hershey's Milk.
That's garbage. It's just chocolate. Nah, honestly, that was no, like extra flavor.
That's kind of base.
How is that your number one?
A lot better. Yeah, like, it's just plain chocolate. Really there's so many other like better absolute necessity base. For bland. Baking. Bland. No, it's not.
You use it for so much. S'mores.
Yeah, you use it, but no, you don't really
use it for s'mores. If there was like sections, you wouldn't buy that.
You could have said I would. Melted. Hershey's chocolate on top of strawberries, and that's it.
Something.
That's
Those are good.
10 times better.
I mean, it is, in fact, the category in itself. Chocolate could be combined with anything, but if we're looking just at the Hershey's bar itself with nothing added to it, is it as strong of a pick?
I don't think so.
Basic.
Yeah, I mean, you almost have to add something to it. Strong choice. I don't think. Do we have reason to veto this? I mean,
I don't think it's
old.
I mean, it is.
It's bland.
Yeah,
it's a lot stronger. It's
chocolate.
Yeah. It's just we already talked a little bit about the Hershey's chocolate company, but I mean, hey. I mean, but then we're talking about ice cream, right? We have to look at the item as it stands alone as a member of our team. It does have a lot of abilities to go in with other things, but it almost needs something else to be that high level item. Yeah. Mr. Winder with the fourth overall pick. You are on the clock.
So I'm kind of following the train here. I'm going to go chocolate and then I'm going to go Twix.
Wait.
It's probably the most common Halloween treat. It's something you just can't go wrong with. You can't eat enough of them. It only sucks when you run out of them on Halloween.
Question, right or left?
That's right.
What's the difference?
Right.
Left.
Right always tastes better.
Left.
You always eat the right first.
Right's right.
Right, yep. Yeah.
Right's turn it upside down, it is
right. The right. The right Twix is definitely better than the left.
It's a lot more caramel.
Yeah, very, very strong choice. They do make those Twix in different factories. I saw it on TV. The Twix, is Twix a Hershey's product too, isn't it?
I think it might be. What do you think, Evan?
Hershey's got the monopoly on it.
Hershey owns everything.
Man, hey, 286 calories per serving. It's Hershey's.
It's just the bar, Elias.
Coach Jacobs, the peanut gallery in the back is still on Elias's Hershey's pick there. All right, moving along here, we get to the end of round one. Mr. Jankovic, your first pick.
This is a very powerful pick. I actually got it with me today.
Did you bring snacks?
So, wow. With the next pick.
We got the Nutter Butter.
I absolutely
love
that.
I've been
using nuts. Right. Coach just pulled up and showed us that the left Twix and right Twix are made in different factories.
Great.
Jank, this is your baked good or your chocolate?
This is my baked good.
Your baked good selection.
Let's go ahead and see how
they feel about it. Bringing the Nutter Butters in, right? A power move for sure in selecting the Nutter Butters.
I feel like the combo. Wow. You can't get any better. It's the right amount of chocolate, right amount of peanut butter, right amount of wafer. You gotta get on brand though. I tried messing around with the off brand, it can't happen.
You gotta get the good Nabisco Nutter Butter?
Yeah. No, the little different one.
How's that big good?
It's big. The wafer.
Have you tried them frozen, Jake?
I haven't.
It is made by Little Debbie's.
They are good. Let them sit for like 2 minutes after right out of the freezer. Perfect.
Oh, that's the recipe. That's
the recipe. I mean,
I got that from the big old
Mr. Winder. Shout out to him teaching young Owen about freezing the Nutter Butter. This snack, right, was one of the first multi-pack creations from the Little Debbie Snack Company. Okay. This quintessential treat has been a shopping cart staple since 1964. People have been eating Nutter Butters. And, you know,
it's a Nutter Butter. I think the one by Nabisco that were kind of shaped like a peanut.
I know. Yeah. The candy bar. Yeah.
Much better.
Yeah. Now here's what I think is the situation here. We're actually mispronouncing the food item here.
Nutty Buddy?
It is a Nutty Buddy, which could be why Maria keeps calling me because she wants help moving tables.
Show the camera,
you got to show the people.
Cheese chocolate.
So again, you have to. Right, a Nutter Butter. You probably can't see it on the screen. That is a Nutter Butter, right? But we are talking about the Nutty Buddy, is what Jank just shared with the boys here, and that is his baked good pick. Anything else on the Nutty Buddy? No, right? We're good on that. We are going to wrap up the end of round one today with you, Emmett Bonilla.
Hey, baked good, classic pink sugar cookie, crumble.
That's a horrible pick.
It's not. It's not. Have you tried it? Almond extract in it. That's what like brings out the flavor.
That's so obscure.
Okay. I made them yesterday.
Take that last line back. Anything almond is awful.
Almond extract. It doesn't taste like almond.
Almond's great.
I made them last night. I'll bring one in.
But you said that the almond extract brings out the flavor. So how does it not taste like almond?
I don't know.
That is a good point.
It doesn't taste like almond.
And I thought you said it was crumble cookie, not your
freshman bad picks.
He did say that. Right, he did say crumble. You're right. Are you drafting the crumble version that we go and buy a crumble cookie or a recipe that you make yourself?
The one you buy a crumble. That one's better. There's
a cookie dough at that point. The cookies are like raw. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why they're good.
I gotta say,
not pink almond sugar or whatever.
If you've never had it, you can't. If you never had it, you can't be like talking.
Okay.
Anything with like,
I could barely get through one third of the cookie, and I'm 270 pounds. Okay, I could barely get through. That is so filling. You can't savor it at all. Like you just can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Gentlemen, so Emmett has the classic pink sugar cookie, and in a stunning turn of events, right? Unless anybody vetoes, I don't think he will. Right, we are adding Coach Jacobs to the offensive line snack draft. Coach, speak into this mic right here. Make your first round selection.
Okay, it's chocolate peanut butter. Can I do that?
It could be
chocolate peanut butter ice cream.
Chocolate peanut butter ice cream.
With Hershey's melted on top of it.
Oh! Bland pick. Bland pick.
And a Reese's peanut butter cup crumbled up and mixed in it.
You know, that's crazy. That's a Dairy Queen recipe.
It is delightful.
I stand by my.
So coach's pick of the first round is the chocolate peanut butter ice cream.
First.
That is his pick.
Are we saying that's just chocolate or that's
I feel like that would be wild.
That's wild.
You added so many. You know?
Yeah.
Chocolate peanut butter ice cream. So it could be classified as chocolate. It could be classified as his wild card. What do we think?
I think that's
wild card.
Do you intend to use that as a chocolate pick or an ice cream or a wild card pick?
I think it might be chocolate. I think it's wild.
It's wild card. Because it's the main things I think.
Whatever the big boys decide.
I think wild.
Wild card.
Since we added all the other things, I think wild.
That's Coach's wild selection. We are going to start round two momentarily after a word from our sponsors.
First one is Jocko Fuel. Use promo code IRONDREAD10 to get 10% off on any JockoFuel.com order. I use this product. I use a lot of the products on the website. The greens, the Go pre-workout. Really enjoy all of Jocko's products. The Mulk protein powder. All quality stuff made from real good ingredients. Not some of the trash that other companies put into their products. So it's good for you. And you're also supporting a veteran-owned business. Second is Pit Boss Grills, the official outdoor cooking sponsor of the Iron Dread podcast. It's June. I want to get outside and grill. Get you a Pit Boss. I love my Pit Boss 1100 series. Go into our show notes. Click the link to get all the discount offers, those special offers, for listeners of this podcast at pitbossgrills.com. And a new sponsor to us is Hostage Tape. Another product that I use and enjoy, your nose is your body's air filter. When we sleep, many of us may open our mouths and breathe from our mouths during sleep. This can decrease sleep quality and cause you to wake up unsuspectingly, snoring. Some negative things associated with sleep. If you keep your mouth closed during sleep, this allows your body to filter all the air through your nose the way it's intended. Hostage Tape does that with a small piece of tape that goes over your lips and keeps your mouth closed while sleeping. Go and hit the link in the show notes to receive 10% off your order. I highly recommend you try it for a month. It has changed my sleeping and made my sleep much more restful than it had before. And I'm somebody that uses a CPAP. It works well with my CPAP device as well. After that, we have the Cedars of Dexter and the Chelsea Retirement Community, Mr. James Kelly, big supporters of our program. Check them out on their website. Chef B, Chef Mark is my guy. Puts out great catering products. So hit him up if you need to cater your next event. Jets Pizza here in Dexter. Jets needs no introduction, needs no explanation. Jets has great Detroit-style pizza. Hit up Jets Pizza, especially the one here in Dexter. Born to Mow, another one of our local sponsors for us, getting out there and taking care of all your lawn care needs. Crank It Up DJ Service and Line Dance Instruction. Visit crankitupdjdancing.com or look up Crank It Up DJ Dancing on social media if you need a DJ. Big supporter of Dexter Athletics and Mr. Ryan Mackey Photography. He does a lot of photography work for our Dexter Schools community, but he also is available for paid bookings. Hit him up at his Facebook page. The Emergency Veterinary Hospital of Ann Arbor, another one of our supporters for 2023. I've had to bring my dog to the Emergency Veterinary Hospital. They took good care of her and got her back home as quickly as they could. And in a clean bill of health. And last but not least is Conjugate U and Nate Harvey. Nate has been a huge influence. You can hear him on one of our previous episodes. If you go back in the archives and listen to Nate Harvey. Nate Harvey's been a huge resource for me, helping me get better. And Conjugate U, his book, was the way I really got a good knowledge and understanding of conjugate training being used with athletes. So you can buy his book at leadfts.com, look up Conjugate U, hit up Nate, and if you talk to Nate, tell him you heard about him and Conjugate U here on the Iron Dread podcast.
Here we are, and we're back with round two of the offensive line snack draft. What we have here, this round is sponsored by the official outdoor cooking sponsor of your Iron Dread podcast. I own one, Coach Jacobs owns one, and that is Pit Boss Grills. Visit the link in the show notes, get yourself a discount on a Pit Boss. Any of you guys own a Pit Boss grill?
No. Pit Boss?
No. I didn't expect.
There's no way you can win this
one. No, there's no way. No way. All right. So, Coach, you get the first pick of the second round.
I'm going to go on the salty side, okay? I'm going to pick salt and vinegar kettle chips. I don't know how many of you can smash a bag of those in one sitting, but
I can smash them, honestly.
I smashed my big one this
morning. I don't like vinegar.
Dude, what is wrong with you? That was actually going to be one of my picks. I wasn't going to go for it a second, but I was.
I don't like them personally.
I had that in one of my picks.
I'm going to wear these. It's like
echo. They can't be too salty, though. Or else you just can't.
If there's anything that could be that salty.
They're not great.
We have Coach Dubé off screen. You can't see him. He's over there. He has a gavel in hand, ready to just shoot down when, you know, Elias or Emmett makes another terrible pick. But with Coach Jacob's pick here of salt and vinegar chips, right, been a very popular chip flavor across many different brands, right? Lay's, Utz, right, Kettle Brand. They've all made these things. You can even make them at home. I was actually told by the Marines on a few episodes ago that they went to a place in, I believe it was Thailand, that made salt and vinegar wings.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now,
I
so
have to taste that one.
A strong pick.
What?
To start out the second round by Coach Jacobs with the salt and vinegar kettle chips for his salty selection. Right, we're going to the next pick of the second round. Mr. Emmett Bonilla, you are on the clock.
Redemption. Double stuffed Oreo cookies. Chocolate, I think.
Chocolate, you think?
It's definitely chocolate.
Yeah.
Elias said candy, but like.
I thought, Oreos?
I still don't know.
Why did you think Oreos were candy? All right,
so. So here, Emmett has gone cookie for the second round, but he's going to classify this one as a. Chocolate is this chocolate category. Coach Dubé, does that clear for you over there?
As long as he hasn't used the chocolate.
He has not used the chocolate yet. He took a classic pink sugar cookie in the first round. Do we have any vetoes of Emmett using this selection?
I kind of think it's a baked.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's you know, hey, it's America's cookie, okay? Two chocolate biscuits and... Or cookie pieces with a sweet cream filling in the middle. We all know it. We all love it. Right? What was the commercial where they would take them, spin them, split them in half, right? Lick the cream, put it back together, dunk it in the milk. Yeah. Right? Oreos, right? Introduced by the Nabisco brand on March 6th of 1912, guys. Wow. Right? Oh, was that the year after the Titanic sank? Coach, same year? Same year the Titanic sank? Right, children around the world were enjoying Oreo cookies. Okay. There's been many different acquisitions and mergers of different things. Both Nabisco and Oreo brands have been owned by Mondelez International since 2012, wherever that is. I'm assuming that that's not an American-owned company anymore. Also, same company that owns Cadbury. Don't want to influence any picks here. Coming up. All right, so strong choice of the Oreos. Emmett, I'm not going to lie, I had it on my list.
Told you.
Had them on my list, for sure. I got to cross that out. All right, next pick of the second round is to you, Mr. Trevor Jankovic.
I'm going to be honest, I don't know how this got through the first round, but I'm going to go with the trusty old salty McDonald's fries.
Ooh, salty.
Snacks.
Good question.
I feel like fries would be considered a snack.
Yeah.
We've snacked on them a few shares of time.
Let's have someone from the outside rule whether that is a snack or not, Coach Bay.
I'm going to overrule.
Oh, wow.
What is
The French fries a meal?
Part of the meal.
Part of the meal. Right, Coach Dubé.
You get a heavy snack. It's involved in a heavy meal.
I mean, Oreos are part of meals, like Lunchables. You get some Oreos in there.
Yeah, does that mean Oreo?
Meal stuffle.
Yeah. I mean, I have to agree on the veto here. McDonald's fries are part of the meal. You're not going to just eat them by themselves.
That is a very
true statement. You're gonna pull up to the McDonald's and just order fries, even on Free Fries Friday.
Exactly.
100%.
I probably would allow.
I think it's a snack.
Do you want to switch fries dipped in? Oh, so it's like laggy.
Dipped in the frosty? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So you
have a one chance to rectify this, right, well, this selection or defend yourself to get the veto.
I tried, but nobody wants to listen. So I'll just go chocolate Ferrero Rocher.
Hi, you are.
What? What did you just pick?
The Ferrero Rocher. You've never had those?
No. No, I don't even know how to spell it to add it to the draft.
There's like those walnut Nutella ball things.
Ah, yes, oh, yes.
Wait, with like the caramel inside?
I don't think it's caramel.
There's probably a link. I don't even know how to spell that to look it up. Rocher chocolates.
So
oh, yes. I know what you're talking about now. Yeah. We're,
little gold balls.
Yeah.
Little,
oh, yep. Okay. Gold wrapped. They have like the commercials on them about that. Ferrero Rocher, right? The official website here. Let's get some more information on these delectable treats, Jank. Not milk and hazelnut.
It's so good. Anything compares to it.
Just describe it to the people if we never
like,
had one.
It's like, I don't really know what's inside. I think it's like a wafer covered in like a chocolate inside, and then it's got like a hard chocolate ball covered in hazelnut.
Yeah. He's a wafer fan.
He has like wafers. They says here that they roast only the finest hazelnuts and dip them in smooth chocolatey filling and surround them with crispy wafers and hazelnut pieces. Right. Bring together the people you care about with Ferrero Rocher and celebrate the moment. Hey, it's a good pick. Definitely have seen these before out there. Jank, you are on the board in the second round. That takes us to our next pick of the second round, Mr. Owen Winder.
All right. I'm going to use my baked cream-filled Long Johns.
Long Johns?
That's just,
Long
Johns? You've never had a Long John?
Like
the long thing cream-filled.
Donuts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the donut one.
Custard.
That is quite a debated topic.
I mean, I guess custard, did he? Yeah. But like,
what email did he send us?
On this weekend in the morning, get a Long John, nothing better.
See, it's the cream-filled Long John. For those to describe it a little bit better here, right? A long rectangular-shaped donut with cream on the inside. Now, Coach Jacobs did bring up a good point, right? The custard filling is one often I think confused with as a chocolate eclair, if you will.
American.
Yeah, it's described as a bar-shaped yeast-risen pastry, like a donut, either coated entirely with glaze or top-coated with cake icing. Now, I've had these before. My wife, right, because I thought originally, like many of us, right, a long donut, chocolate on top, custard on the inside. It was a Long John, and then she proceeded to, you know, tell me that I was wrong, and that it was not. This donut here can still be classified as a Long John if it's filled with custard or cream. It's often that term Long John comes from the Midwestern here of the United States and Canada, but also has been used in Texas. Strong pick. How many of you have had those? You guys haven't had them?
I don't know if I have.
I've had them. I think they're fairly average.
Yeah,
I mean they're good. I've had them. Like I didn't have them on my board, but I would have drafted those for sure. Right. So Winder's on the board with his baked good selection. That brings our pick to you, WWE.
So this might be veto, but for my choice, I think I'm gonna do like the frosted sugar cookies that you get from like Meijer, Kroger, Walmart, any of them. They're always at any cookout. There's like, you could, I think any of us could have an entire box of those by ourselves. They're good.
You're talking about Christmas cookies.
The frosted ones that are like in the packages. You're talking about.
Yeah, I mean they're like a light colored cookie with icing on top, a little bit of sprinkles. Am I describing the right things that you're looking about? They are a solid pick. Including people that ask, you know, the interwebs here, why are frosted sugar cookies so good? With white sugar base, a thick but not rich colored frosting and sprinkles on top, they are amazing all the way around. For starters, cookies are never chewy. They're soft and fluffy, very easy to eat with a lovely taste. I think it's a strong pick, Elias.
I think that is.
because you can down several of those for sure. And they often come in dozens, right? Or more. Large box, pop it open, right? It's quite a delicious item. All right. So moving on, I got the next pick, and I'm going to pick this one before Elias picks it. Okay. At the conclusion of our last freshman football game, Elias WWE Fleener comes walking into the locker room. Right? We are celebrating a successful season and game, and here he comes with several boxes of this item. It is a baked good. A prepackaged baked good. I'm going to draft them all around, but I'm going to talk about two different kinds, right? Because they're both classified under the same thing. You have the smaller, delectable, maybe 3 or 4 bite version of this, which is what Elias was handing out that day. And then you have the much larger ones that I may or may not have committed some crimes to get my hands on. This is the honey bun, gentlemen. The so honey
good.
Bun.
So good.
They are, in fact, delicious. The statute of limitations has passed. I will tell this story. Kingston, New York, right? Rough town, Jank. Rough town. Homie didn't have much cash. But I had enough to go in and buy a 50-cent Top Pop soda and a honey bun. And while I was purchasing said items, my buddy Tony may or may not have been grabbing a few more from the bin directly behind me. The benefits of being a large human, the guy behind the cash register could not see Tony behind me putting Tony. 3 or 4 of the large iced honey buns into the bag, to which then Tony and I would walk back onto campus and then, divide our, bounty equally. Addictive. That's one, if I had to use one word.
Are we talking honey buns. Frosted or not frosted?
I mean, I'm taking honey buns across the board.
I'm just saying, right? Generally, white frosting.
The ones that I committed crimes for had white frosting on top.
They're so much better.
I could demolish them by themselves for sure, but heating up a little bit is pretty good.
We're going to find out. Are you one that just takes the wrapper off and eats it, or do you peel the layers off?
No, I'm going to open the wrapper and eat it, take it out. Yeah, I don't peel it off. You got to take a bite, get all the flavors through in one bite, right? Just not working the outside edge. There's that stuff in the middle. But yeah, honey buns, man. Again, the statute of limitations is long past. I can no longer be tried in a court of law, and they'll never get me back in New York anyway to get me. I committed crimes for honey buns. I did it. Not proud of it, but I did it. Honey buns are off the board. That brings us to the end of round two with Mr. Jack Steffel.
I'm going to go with a chocolate, and it's going to be the Girl Scout cookie, Thin Mint cookie.
They're good. Mints are like the best.
Put them in the fridge or freezer. I can down a sleeve of those in maybe 2 minutes.
That's a crazy pick. 2 minutes, that's slow. Oh, so good.
Yeah, it's
the Girl Scouts, they might as well be drug dealers, guys. Let's be real. Right? Hey, they come up to you. Oh, hey, you want to try one? Hey, first one's free. Here you go. Try one. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, right, you got a big box of them in your house, and then you're just demolishing them. They don't last long. Thin Mints, not one that I would personally go. I'll go with the peanut butter ones.
Yes.
Those are good.
Yeah. The tagalongs, are the peanut butter ones. But I know many people that enjoy Thin Mints. Do you put them in the freezer?
Yes, of course.
The purple box ones, like samosas or something.
Oh, the coconut ones?
Those are good.
The coconut ones are great.
No, I'm not going with coconut ever.
No, I don't really like coconut.
Coconut. It's coconut, but it's chocolate.
The Samoa.
Yeah.
Is what you're referring to.
Yeah.
Guys, Listen, don't go to the Girl Scout Cookies website. They are trying to hook us right now. Where did these come from, Coach Dubé? Adventure Fools, indulgent brownie-inspired cookies topped with a caramel-flavored creme with a hint of sea salt. So, yeah. Aren't they addictive enough? Whoa. Thin Mints, Girl Scout S'mores. Wow, they have...
There's a lot of them.
Listen, when people come up and ask me to buy Girl Scout cookies, I just donate money and say, here, help the kid raise their money. Don't bring me any cookies.
Boy Scouts just sell, like, pop.
Yeah, the Boy Scouts don't ain't got to figure it out like the Girl Scouts do. Right? Thin Mints, right? Everybody loves Thin Mints, right? Great, great choice here by Mr. Steffel to wrap up round two. Now, going back through, and we'll run through it. First pick of this round, Coach Jacobs with the salt and vinegar kettle chips, double stuffed Oreos for Emmett, the Ferrero Rocher chocolates for Jank, cream-filled Long Johns for Owen, frosted sugar cookies for Elias, honey bun for yours truly, and then Thin Mints for Mr. Steffel. We are going to draft the next round here right now, and this one is sponsored by the Cedars of Dexter and the Chelsea Retirement Community.
Yes,
Jank, an employee of the Cedars of Dexter. In true snake draft fashion, Mr. Steffel, you have the first pick.
I'm gonna go candy this time, and I feel like not everyone likes these, which doesn't feel normal, but it's gonna be Mike and Ike's.
So many flavors.
I finished that whole box in a solid 2 minutes.
You can finish them quick. They're good.
You can't because they're stuck to your teeth.
Yeah. Oh,
they're so good.
Yeah. Well, they have like tropical. Them. They have normal.
They all kind of mega mix. Mega mix sour.
Right, normal's the way.
Normal is the way.
Introduced in 1940, Steffel, the Mike and Ike's Tropical Typhoon, Berry Blast, many different flavor combinations coming out of straight out of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Coach Dubé, for the Mike and Ike's. Solid candy. I do agree with Coach Jacobs, though, when you start munching on these things. They do get stuck all to your teeth, and it takes forever.
Just power through it.
Right, takes forever to get them out.
Power through it. Bums are definitely
for sure. Solid pick on the candy front for Mr. Steffel. That brings it to me for the next round. I'm gonna get these probably again before Elias takes them, and I'm going salty here. Gentlemen, there is very few chips that yours truly just becomes straight up addicted to. Okay. These ones, small, tiny little strips, if you will, made from corn, loaded with salt, delicious on top of chili. You could eat them by themselves. My wife buys them in the small bags to limit portion sizes.
Oh, the regular bags just too small.
Yeah.
You don't have to say it. You all know what it is.
You all know. It's Fritos chips, gentlemen.
I had some at lunch.
I'm amazed at how many people don't like Fritos.
It's insane.
It's so crazy.
Like, you use them in chili. That's why they
eat them. You can even get chili. Flavor
chili.
So chili cheese ones are crazy.
Right. Honey barbecue twists are good too.
Different flavors.
They're all good.
They don't miss.
Don't even go into the, what is it? Don't they make them in scoops too? They're like
those are what you use in chili. Lot.
No, you can use them.
That's what I crushed the queso last.
Really can't go wrong.
Like the chips, like usually like a potato chip dip. Those was crazy with that.
Oh,
French onion. French onion dip with those scoops was crazy.
Yeah, it's can't beat Fritos. Can't beat Fritos. I'm biased because I made the pick, but yes, they are good. All right, moving on to the round. Mr. Fleener, WWE, you are next.
Andy, probably gummy.
Gummy worms?
What makes you pick the gummy worms?
At times.
Like, they're just, you can't go wrong. There's the sugar ones, the sour ones, the regular ones.
You eat too many of them, you're going to be on the toilet for a while.
Yeah, there's I stand by it.
Especially the sugar-free ones. Well, I'll mess with you. Trolley gummy worms. I just think of the commercial on TV that's, you know, probably creeped out a bunch of kids instead of making them want to buy more of them. We got to get some information here. No, I don't want to buy any. I just want to know more about them. There's no Wikipedia page, right? There's no Wikipedia. Oh, we could watch a video of how they're made. Describe the trolley gummy worms for the people, Elias. Like, if somebody had never had them, how would you describe them?
Good.
They're not
impossible to chew.
I'm not inviting you back to be on the podcast, so you're a senior. trolley gummy worms, right? Made out of a bunch of things. What is it? They put like a sugary substance around the outside, a gelatin type center. I can think of back. My mom used to make a cake, referred to it as death by chocolate, which how else would we want to go? But it was a cake that actually was made to like look like dirt. And some people will call it dirt and worms cake. And my mom would put the gummy worms in there to look like worms coming out of there. All right. So, Mr. Owen Winder, you have the next pick.
All right. I don't know how to classify this really, but it is a pretzel with caramel and a little bit of salt on top. I think it's classified as a salty snack. I think they're called...
I think that would be a wild
card. It'd be a wild, I feel like.
Yeah, wild card.
You don't salty. Get the salt much.
Yeah, but I think they're called, like, snappers or something. But they're... I downed a whole bag of them this weekend.
Did you do your research?
I don't know. You're drafting something you don't even know the name of?
Search up little caramel pretzel.
There's many variations. You could have just said different pretzels.
Yeah.
That's not what they are, though.
What are they?
They're what is
called like snappers. Look it up on your phone.
Okay.
Edward Mark snappers. Right, it's a pretzel. It almost looks like a pretzel with chocolate in the center. Of course, we're getting spinning wheel death, so we have to fill up the dead air. It's just a flavor. It's basically like Jake is describing. It's a dipped pretzel. All right. It's a dipped pretzel. They come in a bag. You can buy them all over. There's many different flavors of these that you can get. You can buy them at Costco. I'm not a Costco man. But they got them on all chocolate caramel, all different kinds, right? So strong pick here. Moving ahead, Trevor Jankovic, next pick.
All right, so this one, I'm going to go candy, and I'm going peanut M&M's.
Those are so good. Those are so good.
That was my pick.
Peanut That's M&M's. Okay, strong pick. Coach Dubé is leaving as we are wrapping up round three. Solid pick of the peanut M&M's for your candy. Could be classified into the chocolate, but I think that the peanut in the middle, you could definitely throw these on both chocolate and candy section here. Strong
The only time
choice.
My wife loves peanut M&M's in house is Christmas time to eat. She can't put them out without me devouring the entire bag.
They're just so good. Like, you can, like, wait and let them melt in your mouth and then get the peanut later, or you can just eat it right into the peanut.
Back when the pharmacy was by Creekside, I used to go there, sneak over there.
I forgot.
My mom works at all over at Beacon. I used to sneak over there with my friend. You could buy me a whole bag of these things, and I'd devour them before I got to her school.
I see.
That's so good.
Just taking them down. All right, moving on. We got two picks left in this round. Emma Bonilla, you are on the clock.
I'm going to have to go with salty, I think. Family size pack of nacho cheese Doritos.
Nacho
that's
cheese
that's
Doritos.
Salty.
That's
not
salty.
Yeah,
that's
salty.
Yes, it is.
That's
salty. It's
a salty.
They are chips. Definitely. I'll allow it in the interest
I'll
of time. I'll allow it in the interest of time. Doritos,
like
America's chip. One of them. Yeah, whether you're a cool ranch
right
or
right there,
you know,
with my two favorite snacks, M&M's.
Yeah,
if there aren't there. It's not either bag in the house because I can't keep them.
Now, are you a nacho cheese guy, Coach, or are you more of a cool ranch?
Spicy,
purple,
spicy.
Yeah,
purple.
They got. You're in a red bag.
Dark red. Flamin' hot. Flamin' hot. Yeah, those are good.
I mean, you can't go wrong with Doritos. Both flavors are, of the original flavors are good. Back in the day, Coach, you probably remember this. Cool. When they made the, remember when they made Doritos, or the 3D Doritos? The seasoning
ones are good.
Can't go wrong. Yeah. Strong pick of the Doritos. Now we'll bring Coach Jacobs in for the last pick of round three.
Like M&M's are gone. I have been recently kind of turned on to this. And that is Sour Patch Strips.
Oh.
Gotta make her call. Leader, you're looking at me like you don't even know what I'm talking about.
Those are so
you
good.
You pick gummy worms and chocolate, Elias.
Sour Patch Strips, the cousin to the Sour Patch Kids. Sour Patch Kids, definitely something that was on my board. The Sour Patch Strips here.
They're Sour Patch Kids, but they just developed them into strips.
Or strip form, right?
Those are good. I had those on the next day.
Dude, the Airhead Extreme, like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sour Strip Candy, best result. Sour Patch Kids, Sour Strips. Here we go. We got some information. They were candy that doesn't... they're Sour Strips, candy that doesn't suck. That's what it says on here. Similar to, like, I would describe it like a... it almost looks like a piece of gum. If I had to describe it to somebody that couldn't see the picture, but it's Sour Patch Kid flavor, all right? Apple berry, blue raspberry, cotton candy, double berry, green apple. Oh, I'm sure that's sour as hell. All right, lemon berry, right? And they got a pink lemonade, rainbow, strawberry. They have a ton of, well, I'm not going to read all the flavors. There's a ton of flavors. They look like strips of gum, like it could be rolled up or laid out. We can get 20% cash back if we order right now on the website. Strong pick. So that brings us to the end of round three. We are going to stop there tomorrow. We will finish and draft rounds 4 and 5. We're back with, I mean, if they're watching on YouTube, they know this is day three. We could, you know, if it's audio, you can hide it a little bit. But the fact that, you know, as they go through the podcast of each of the rounds and they see us wearing different clothes, that leads us to believe it. Day three of the offensive line snack draft. All the boys are here for day three. We don't have Coach Dubé, the disembodied off-camera judge in the corner today. We also, you know, it's been a draft of attrition, right? It's been a war here, and we don't have WWE. Right? Coach Jacobs is here. He's coming in off the side. We're here to finish the draft.
Finally
finish this draft. Any initial comments before we start round four?
Yeah, I got a question. I mean, those potato things.
These?
Are those potatoes?
These are French fries.
French fries. Are those considered part of the meal or a snack?
Snack. Like, it's like an appetizer.
Yeah, logic here is not...
I think the definition of snack is something you can eat by itself without... And you can eat fries by itself.
Well, I can snack on a plate of hamburgers. Can I come a snack?
Let's... I guess. It's just one, yeah? If it's a double, then probably not.
Yeah. Are you ready for?
I mean, we are about ready, but we might as well tell the listeners and the viewers at home that Jank has been crying about the fact that his attempt to draft McDonald's French fries got vetoed. He's been very, very upset.
I gotta come back though. Don't worry
about this.
We're all right.
So we're gonna start round four now. Round four, sponsored by Chef B's Catering, Chef Mark, over there at the Cedars of Dexter. I've had the chefs cooking that.
Oh, he's a great cook.
I mean, his mac and cheese, another level. And I know I'm not supposed to just make hand signals because then only the people at home can hear it. If you are listening, right, I am holding my hands up in a circle fashion, putting them to my lips and making a sound for the deliciousness that is the chef's cooking. So we'll start here, snake draft format. Coach Jacobs, you are on the clock.
All right,
in round four.
I'm going chocolate
And I don't think anybody can argue. This little morsel is delicious, whether it is overcooked or undercooked. And it has to be stuffed with double fudge. And it comes in the shape of a brownie.
Oh,
for the viewing audience,
the camera up there,
fudge brownie.
Oh my gosh, that's so
does that not look delicious right now?
That's amazing.
It's good.
It looks like it has a little caramel in it.
They gotta be just like slightly undercooked.
If, like I said, you could go either way.
No, but like, then you get them too hard and then they're just
like, yeah, you gotta eat it with ice cream.
Yeah.
Warm especially it up there, warm out of the oven.
Yep. Warm it up in the bowl, throw some ice cream on it.
Oh yeah.
I'm a good pick. That is a good pick here. It's I'm having trouble with words here because I'm just thinking in my brain about the double fudge brownie. Probably most famous for when we would buy them in a pre-mix, right? A pre-mix where, you know, I believe Betty Crocker, Betty Crocker ones never disappoint. The Duncan Hines are a good one.
The best is when you know you're going for a brownie, but they're no longer cut out because you just kind of cut a row at a time. I don't know if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you look at that thing and anybody looking?
You just got a whole row.
The whole strip. Yeah. I mean, why cut it into little sections? Yeah. Just cut a strip out of it. And then, you know, if you're, you know, trying to hide the fact that you took a whole strip out of it, nobody really knows because it's an even cut across the way. Where if you went like halfway in now and took like a quadrant, like that's a lot. All right.
You're discharged.
Oh my God. a strong start to the first round, our fourth round here today for Coach Jacobs with the double fudge brownie, his chocolate pick. That means you, Mr. Emmett Bonilla, you are on the clock in round four.
Wild card saltine crackers. They're good with soup, peanut butter, and jelly. Like any other like topping, they're good with everything, really.
I mean, yeah, but like maybe when you're eight.
What?
You're
no.
Sick.
Yeah,
yeah,
like when you're sick, they're good.
You don't eat them on their own, though.
This man just drafted
saltine
crackers.
They're good.
How do you still like saltine? You can at least put Ritz.
Ritz is overrated.
That's
saltines.
Saltines are not overrated.
Ritz, you can
crumble them up and they just break. Like I don't.
Yeah.
Okay, but like they're salty.
I'll say it for Coach Dubé. That's a terrible pick. If Coach Dubé was sitting over there, he would have said that. But it's been drafted, gentlemen.
I have a question for you. So when you go home today, you're just going to grab a whole sleeve of saltine crackers?
Well, I would need soup to go with them.
Yeah, what saltines is, once you get one sleeve started, you eat the entire thing.
Exactly.
But it's like a once in every 3 month occurrence. Like,
yeah.
Not like
I could buy if you slap a little peanut butter on them. That was pretty good that way.
Yeah.
Or when you're sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You gotta, similar to the selection of the Hershey's bar, right? By themselves.
Look, can we point out the fact that he just dipped a corn dog in school ranch?
Again, we were gonna wait until they were done eating to start recording, but I mean, we're talking about food. We might as well eat here while we do it. Just remember, don't chew into the microphone. The people at home do not want to hear you. chewing or the rustling of the bag, the people on YouTube, right, they can back up a little bit from it.
I am good ASMR.
All right, saltine crackers. That is a wild selection.
Bad pick.
Up again.
Yeah.
Selected just playing Hershey bar.
That was Elias.
He did do the one crumble cookie though.
Yeah. That was
terrible.
Yeah.
Tough.
All right,
can I
rebound
that pick?
I got Elias chocolate and gummy worms. I don't want to.
Yeah, Jank. Please make your pick. You've been talking about it all day. Make your pick and save this draft. Right,
I was sitting there in the waiting room trying to think about what I was going to pick, and just the best thing came to my mind. I was thinking about the fall and like maybe a little bit winter because it takes a minute to get in, but there's nothing better than the old venison jerky, and that's going to be my wild card.
No.
You get some black pepper venison jerky.
That's good.
There's nothing that's better.
Never had it, but it sounds disgusting.
You just dipped a corn dog in school ranch. I don't want to hear anything from you, boys. Anything.
Point.
I think Jacobs can tune in on that. That's a great pick.
You go against Jersey, but I was not. That was kind of thinking outside the box there.
That's a good pick.
Thinking about it today, I was like, well, I got brisket.
I'm
like,
more on, I was more on the dessert.
I was too until I thought about it and I thought wild card and I was like, I can go jerky. One of my top tier snacks.
I mean, arguably.
Black pepper.
Black pepper jerky, arguably the most healthy selection that anyone has made yet. Next to the the flavorless saltine crackers of Emmett. But a strong selection when done correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You walk that line of sometimes if you overcook jerky, and I've made this mistake where you wind up spending more time chewing it than you do actually enjoying the flavor of it. But well done, venison jerky. One cannot complain. Like it's pretty good.
I mean, it's like there's beef jerky and then there's venison jerky. You know what I mean? Like it's just a different step up. Like, it's way more real. It's just the right thing. You can't go wrong.
It's there's a place, Coach. What's that place on 127? Right outside. Was it right outside of Mount Pleasant? It's like a exotic jerky hut where you can stop on the side of the road and they have
kangaroo jerky. You can get kangaroo.
Yeah, I have not stopped there yet, but I might have to on the way up north and later next month and check that out. But solid pick, Jank. Hopefully, that may win you the draft. We'll see.
Hey, if Ivan doesn't like that one, then I don't know what he will like.
He hasn't liked your pick so far.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, Coach Ivan, I like that one. Also, for the listeners at home, at the end, we will share Coach Bill Ivan, our offensive line coach. He could not be here with us, but he did make some selections, and so far none of them have been picked. So we can make we'll share his selections, too, at the end of the show. Round four pick, Mr. Owen Winder.
All right, I'm going candy here. I'm going to go the Nerd Bites. The Ooh, Nerd Gummy good. Bites.
All right.
Those are the best movie theater snack.
They're not gummy bites.
They're gummy bites.
The Nerd Gummy Bites, okay. Not the little nerd.
Nerd.
One of those.
The ropes?
Actual nerd.
Just a little nerd.
He's talking about nerd.
Nerds. Oh, yeah. Those are pretty. Those are, like, good, like, for Halloween.
Like, small portions that are really good. But, like, theater snack, I'll come down a bag of those. But I don't have them very often because, like, I don't get addicted to them so fast.
The nerd ropes went crazy.
Yeah.
Nerds Gummy Clusters. Currently, the link on Amazon is out of them. Let's see. Nerd Gummy Clusters, right? A sweet gummy with a bunch of nerds. To the outside, is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
They have, they have the ropes. They have, if you're not familiar with Nerds candy, it's just like a little sugary, sprinkle,
it's just
like
dyed sugar that tastes like sugar.
Yeah, almost similar to the things that are on top of a cosmic brownie.
Yeah, great way to put it.
Yeah, but what Owen is referring to here is almost like a gummy fruit snack with these rolled in it to stick to.
It's like a nerd roll cup.
Yeah. Hey, solid pick on the candy side. I know Nerds very popular. Been around forever. I don't have a release date on the Nerds here right now because we searched Nerd Gummy Bites. But I feel like I know Nerds were a big deal when I was a kid, for sure. Let's see how long Nerds have been around. Nerds candy.
I gotta say, I appreciate that they've never fixed their packaging. They stay true.
And Nerds, an American candy launched in 1983. So not as old as some of the things that we've drafted. Sunmark Corporation, right? Under the brand name Willy Wonka Candy Company. So we're surrounding it and capitalizing off of the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory movie and the Willy Wonka candy. And all that. Usually two flavors come per box of Nerds.
Those dual boxes.
Yeah.
You can make little kazoos out of the box. You're with the kazoos. Just blow into it.
taking one flavor from one side, one flavor from the other. Nerds gummies, not a bad selection here for Mr. Winter in the fourth round. Now, by proxy, Mr. Steffel, will you please share WWE Elias Fleener's pick for the fourth round?
All right, we'll start with his wild card pick, which is going to be Muddy Buddies.
Oh yeah, you told me that. Is that not just a knockoff Nutty Buddy?
No, because it's like the little Chex Mix covered in chocolate.
Those are crazy.
They are pretty good.
Puppy Chow is like
Puppy Chow, yeah. Yeah. You can say Puppy Chow.
Puppy Chow.
Yeah.
I mean, if you say Puppy Chow, that's a winner. You say
exactly. Muddy Buddy. Nobody knows who that is.
Elias likes the Muddy Buddies.
The Muddy Buddies is what's labeled on the package when you buy it in the store. The Puppy Chow is what your mom makes for you here in the Midwest. Elias's Beck
finally had a good one.
His best pick comes when he's not here.
Yeah.
Hey, Puppy Chow, also known as Monkey Munch, Muddy Buddies, Muddy Munch, Reindeer Chow, or Doggy Bag. Named for a homemade candy here in the United States, primarily here in the Midwest. Chocolate, peanut butter, powdered sugar mixed together.
Puppy Chow.
It's really good.
Hey, I never knew what Puppy Chow was. Never heard of it, but your mom makes it?
Oh, yeah.
My mom makes
some good ones.
Crazy.
Yeah, definitely addictive. Chex Mix, chocolate.
Chex Mix is a
good one. When you're finished, it takes 5 minutes to lick your fingers off.
Yeah.
Nobody's mad about it, though.
No.
It tastes great.
you're happy about it, the whole...
Yeah, it's not like Cheetos where it kind of sucks and you're trying to get it off really quick.
All right, solid pick, Elias. Best pick you've had yet, Elias, when you watch this back. All right, moving on to the next thing. I got the next pick of round four, and I struggled with this because, for me, I'm a big chocolate. If I'm going to have candy, it's like a chocolate candy. All right, and I've already drafted my chocolate, and unlike Jank that's going to try to, finagle the rules and sneak in things that don't work. Right here, instantly, when I say candy, I want to go Snickers bar, right?
Yeah.
But Snickers bar is a chocolate.
No, that's a candy.
That's a candy.
You can do that. It's
like, oh, I can draft this.
I would say that's a candy.
Because it's a candy bar.
Yeah.
Hey, if you guys are going to allow it, I'm going to draft it.
I don't think you can be allowed.
Well, majority rules, coach.
Snickers bar.
But it's
a candy bar.
It is a candy bar.
We never described what candy was.
That's on us. We could have been more detailed. But
we weren't, so it's a candy bar.
Yeah. Listen, if you guys are going to pass it, I'll take it because they're delicious. I agree with coach, but I'm not going to veto against myself.
I think the name of it is candy bar. It should be considered a candy, but I think
Well, I'll talk about I'm gonna take the Snickers. Because it chocolate. What is it? What's their phrase? Chocolate.
I'll take Snickers 10 times.
To be fair, when you look
10 times over a Hershey.
When you look up Snickers, it comes up as a chocolate bar. I'll say that. It does come up as a chocolate bar.
I got another pick ready because I was not planning on you guys pushing this together.
I think veto Snickers.
So the Snickers bar consisting of nougat topped with caramel and peanuts encased in milk chocolate. Okay, Mars Company, same company that makes M&M's and all that. It's all Mars, right? All Mars snack foods. But my pick, because I never thought that I would get Snickers through, would be Starburst.
Not a good one.
Okay, Starburst.
That's candy.
That's a straight up candy.
Which color?
I mean, I like them all. I think the pink one is delicious. The red one
is
delicious.
They have some delicious special versions.
Nobody
knows the names.
No, yeah, I mean, we can look it up. All right, Starburst flavors:
red, pink, yellow, and dark.
The blue, the non-traditional blue.
Oh
well, I was thinking
traditional. Yeah, I mean, the most of the flavors are going to be your pink, your red, your yellow. Like, that's what they show here on the website.
Orange.
The orange one, yes.
Speaking of the dark red,
right?
Yeah,
Snickers
green.
Why do I need to put my date of birth in on the
non-traditional
on the Starburst website? Is this a sign of their being highly addictive? I have to put my date of birth in to be able to open up the website and look at the flavors. Those are the main four, right? Orange,
solid
pink, red are the main four.
that they talk about. I'm going right Starburst chews, like the real deal Starburst chews. With those, so again, has Snickers bar been officially vetoed? Or
I think so. Yeah.
All right.
If you have Starburst, yeah.
All right. So I'll take the Starburst, and we will move on to Mr. Steffel, your pick of round four.
I'm gonna go with salty this time, and it's gonna be something I ate a lot over COVID. My family bought a ton of these, and it's gonna be peanut butter filled pretzels.
Those bites?
Yeah, like little bites.
Oh, those are
Costco? Yeah,
Costco. They're unbelievable. They're good until they sit. Coach Whitaker?
That's fair.
What was my pick going to be?
You just took his pick.
They're so good.
Those are addictive.
They are so good.
Over COVID, we just kept buying them, and I kept eating them and eating them.
And that is your salty.
Yes.
All right.
That's a really good pick, especially for salty.
Oh, solid pick. You cannot eat just one handful of those.
No.
And you have to eat them by the handful.
You grab it and you grab 10 of them and you go,
not enough.
Yeah. For those off the camera, Coach Jacobs took his hand and put it in his pocket to be able to show that we're consuming those. I mean, they're delicious. I had them on my board. I thought no way they would last this long.
I was surprised they did.
I decided to go Fritos as my salty pick, but they definitely were something. I also didn't want to get too one-sided into the peanut butter of things, but damn, those things are delicious.
They are. They're good.
They are good. I might have to stop out in the store on the way home and get
some. I heard that people actually eat Fritos with peanut butter.
Eat Fritos with peanut butter? I do. I try it. I had a hot dog with peanut butter the other day.
Whoa. That's funny.
There's a thing up in the office. They talk about it, and somebody suggested it.
Good?
It's delicious.
No way.
What's
hot dog with peanut butter on it.
No.
I grilled,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Grilled the good hot dogs and put a little bit of peanut butter on top.
I don't know about that.
Hey, don't knock it until you try it. If we get too far off on a tangent, we're going to have a day four, and we don't want to have a day four.
Why don't we have a day when you bring grilling, put some hot dogs, we'll
try some peanut butter.
We can do that.
Outside
we
podcast.
We should get some jank burgers, too.
We can do that.
Just grill everything we can think of.
We can do that. Next day that
French fry snack.
Next day that I don't ride the motorcycle to school here, we can make that happen. All right, so we got to get into round five and finish this up, okay? Round five, sponsored by our newest sponsor. And this was one is called Hostage Tape. Okay, your nose, right, is your filter for when you breathe air in, right? Some of us will tend to open and breathe through our nose and our mouth, which they say is not as good for you because your filter is being bypassed. When we sleep, many of us may snore and open our mouths. Hostage tape is designed, or mouth tape, is designed to keep your mouth closed while sleeping. I've tried this product. I use it. It's just a strip of tape that goes over your mouth, keeps your mouth closed, so you breathe through your nose. So I use a CPAP as well when I sleep. It's helped my sleep quality. It's helped my sleep quality because I'm breathing through my nose. And our link in the show notes, you can get 10% off if you want to try Hostage Tape. I think it's been very helpful for me. And I'm happy to partner with them here on the podcast. Steffel, you have the first pick of round five.
So this is going to be my wild card. I'm going to go with Kit Kats, but specifically, they have this mini version that's unwrapped in like a bag.
Oh, yeah, those.
So you can just open the bag up and start going at them. You don't have to unwrap them constantly. You can just go at them as long as you want.
Yeah.
That's chocolate.
But it's my wild card.
Get apart and get chocolate on your hands.
I feel like the fun of the Kit Kat is breaking it apart and eating it.
The Kit Kat in general, but
you're probably one of those dudes who eat the whole thing. Like
monster.
Take a nice bite.
I can totally see you doing that.
By the way, Elias is on the sheet right now watching as the draft happens. Kit Kats.
I can get him on the phone.
Kit Kats, we should have done that. We should have just had him
you know, call in. Kit Kats, right? Unwrap ones. Yeah, that's going to be very dangerous for me. Like, I'm just like the pretzel, peanut butter pretzels, just going to start hammering them. But it's a good wild card pick. A good wild card pick. All right. So that brings it to me, my final pick. Now, this one here, right? You guys, I think this snack was so good, right? So delicious, so addictive, they had to discontinue making it. Right, but I'm going to take it.
I think I have an idea where
I might know
it. I'm going to pick it because it's that good and it holds up. But these were small bar shaped snacks. Had like a graham cracker crust, complete with a cream cheese. It was a Philadelphia cheesecake snack bar. Gentlemen, imagine the most delectable cheesecake in the world, but you can take it out, pull it out of your lunchbox, open up a wrapper, and munch it down. Many different flavors. Strawberry was the most popular. Delicious Philadelphia cheesecake.
I'll be honest with you, I've never heard of them until now.
I've seen them before.
They are... Again, the right now when you search for it, right, they want to make it. They want to put recipes out, but because they stopped making them, they were that good. I wish I could find the data on these to tell you when they were around. But I know those were something that we had in the house, and they didn't last long. Right, they didn't last long at all. At this point, we have to make them, but just
get on board.
Yeah. I mean, just right there, right, Jank? You can see it right there, the strawberry cheesecake.
Oh, that does look
right. Good. It's we'll put a picture of it in the
it's like a mini Danish.
A mini Danish, but it's cheesecake, guys, and it's delicious.
Cheesecake, so good.
Cheesecake is good. Right, that's my that is my wild card pick to wrap up the draft.
Fine.
Yeah, right, so. WWE. Draft. We'll wrap up my pick in the draft. Okay, Elias has the next pick.
Elias. All right, let's see. If I remember correctly, I don't know what these are. If look at it. So it's his salty. Oh, it's okay. No, I know. It's a Ruffles. He's taking Ruffles.
That's not good.
Bad pick.
Another terrible pick, Elias. And I'm gonna write it to him.
I don't know. Ruffles aren't that bad.
They can
better
be
chips.
Good.
There's definitely better chips. I'm saying, like, I don't feel like you can just completely crap on Ruffles. Like,
yeah,
you
I mean, like, the onion and whatever are good.
Yeah, it's a bad pick, but, like, Ruffles in themselves,
yeah,
they're good, but, like, they're a lot better.
They're better than still on the board.
Yeah, and you got to put them with something else.
The only good thing with Ruffles is that when I see a Ruffle, okay, I'm definitely involving chip dip.
Street corn dip.
Yeah, they need something with them. All right, moving along. Owen Winder, your pick of the fifth round.
All right, I'm gonna go my wild card. I'm gonna go Klondike Choco Taco, the discontinued.
I thought Will was gonna say.
Yeah, me too.
They were so good. They're all discontinued.
Can't get them anymore. Well,
yeah.
Klondike Bar Choco Taco. I can't say I know of them. I don't know if I've ever had one.
They were so good.
I've had a real deal Klondike bar before. But yeah, ice cream, chocolate. But this was like a wafer taco shell with ice cream in the middle and chocolate around the outside. A quality pick. All right, moving along, Mr. Jankovic.
So I need to know what we're classifying as salty here before I try to make this. Because it's a little bit of a combination, but it is, like, I feel like I consider it salty, but I don't know. I'm just going to go ahead and say it, and you guys can veto it. I won't be mad. But I'm going to say the sea salt caramel Ghirardelli chocolate. I don't know if that counts or not.
I think I have that count.
You can taste the salt. Okay. You can taste the salt. Those are so good.
Yeah.
And there's something about the caramel in those. Like, there's the chocolate's nice and thin. It's so rich. You bite into it, and then you just get the salty caramel. So
That's your wild or not salty. That's your salty.
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar with these. Tell me more.
Never had so, like, you know the little Ghirardelli chocolates where they have, like, the milk chocolate ones and the dark chocolate ones, like the red wrappers and the blue wrappers and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's
a light blue wrapper, and it's sea salt caramel, and it's just like one of the chocolates, but right inside of it, there's this layer of caramel, and then this perfect sea salt, and it's just the combination.
There's a golden wrapper too, isn't there? Like a yellow.
Oh no, I think the sea salt caramel one is the gold one.
Okay, because that's the one I liked. I remember the yellow one being good or gold.
Yeah, those are good.
Those are so good.
I've never had them. I can get down with it. I can get down
with it. There's just something about the caramel in those. Yeah, it's like just this rich caramel that goes everywhere.
I believe we've had those in my house. I believe I've tried them before.
They don't last long.
I don't know.
No.
As you talk more about it, I'm picturing it. Emmett.
I don't even know if this is a candy, but M&M caramel. Caramel M&Ms.
Yeah.
They're better than the peanut ones.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yes,
they're really good, but they're not better than the peanut ones.
They are.
They are. I will give you, Emmett, they're super good, but they're not better.
Yeah, it's just stop putting up a
anything with, like, peanuts, nuts in them, I just hate. I don't know why. It's like,
you like peanut butter?
Not really. Overrated. I'll eat it if I have to.
Peanut butter, so
like
good.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, they're disgusting.
Crunchy peanut butter though?
Crunchy is worse than smooth.
I'll never say that. You're
American.
You like bacon?
Yeah, I love bacon.
Crunchy's gotta be like crunchy's got flavor. Smooth doesn't.
Smooth has a lot.
It's the texture of crunchy for me.
I like it.
Creamy's good.
I like knowing that there's something else in there.
There's a lot of things in peanut butter.
Caramel M&M's.
That's a rough one.
I don't know if I get. I mean, I'll try.
You can eat like three of them, then it's like,
all right. Yeah, all right, we've had enough. Just enough. We'll see what the voters think. Coach, please finish up this draft for us here because we got to get back.
I can't believe this little morsel has not been claimed.
It's a little morsel.
These are delicious right out of the oven. So I'm going big culture.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
They can come prepackaged. They're really good, warm out of the oven, as I mentioned, nice and gooey. And our teammate, Tegan Monroe, brings a Tupperware dish of those every single day.
So, been slacking recently.
I don't know how the chocolate chip cookie was omitted.
Sugar cookie with the coconut oil.
I thought you were going cinnamon roll.
That's unreal.
Cinnamon roll would have been a good one as well.
He went cinnamon.
Cinnamon roll's a breakfast.
No, he didn't. He went the honey bun.
That's a cinnamon roll.
I mean,
no, it's not. But
I had cinnamon roll on my thing. Especially make them on a weekend morning. They come out of that. What is it?
The Pillsbury.
Pillsbury.
Pop. Right. You pop it on the countertop and open it up. Solid pick. Shout out Tegan Monroe.
Free cookies are always appreciated.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Tegan Monroe.
7 in the morning for
us. Wow. One of our football players. She plays softballs and powerlifting team in the weight room all the time, training with us. She does. She makes cookies and brings them, chocolate chip cookies, and brings them here and shares them with all these jabronis. And doesn't charge them a dime, even though I'm trying to get her to, you know, because we can make some money.
Tegan's good.
Solid pick, Coach, with the chocolate chip cookie. I think when I look back over the draft, I might have tried to get a little too complex here, where the simple fact is that something like a chocolate chip cookie,
and a double fudge brown,
and a double fudge you can't beat those. Definitely. Yep, Elias changed it to where I wrote Ruffles and wrote terrible pick. He wrote it to great pick.
Of course he did.
Yeah. That's terrible. Terrible.
He didn't even specify what type.
Just Ruffles.
Well, gentlemen, that concludes our snack draft. What we will have here is we'll put this out for our voters, and they'll have about a week worth of time of the episode being up for them to vote for which team they think drafted the most complete, the best snack team. Now, before we go, we're going to quickly run off Coach Ivan's pick. These are, you know, none of these were taken, so it works good. Coach Ivan's first overall pick was in the category of baked goods, and he said anything made by my mother. All right. Well, we have to veto that because we need to be specific.
I went over there to build something, and she made these, like, I don't even know what they were. They were good. It was like this chocolate thing. She knows how to bake.
Well, I'm sure she does.
Pizza,
right? But he needs to give us more information than just anything made by his mother.
Great Lakes Parmesan Ranch potato chips were his salty selection.
What?
That's bad.
I gotta say.
No way he was ripping on me.
I'm not familiar. I'm not familiar with those. Jank, he did pick Kirkland steak strips as his wild card.
Yes, sir.
His candy was a Reese's Take Five.
Those are good. I like those more than Reese's.
Coach Ubay gets those every away game.
No, those are so good.
Those are pretty good.
They get too expensive. I think they're like $5.
Yeah, they are.
I'm just like, I'm not paying that much.
Yeah.
Every away game, we stop at the Pilot gas station on the way out of town, and Coach Ubay gets a Take Five and combos to take on the road. Coach Ivan's final pick was Saunders Sweet Dark Chocolate. It was his.
Bro, how do you take dark chocolate Saunders as a pick? Chocolate. That's crazy. Dark chocolate, but I still never dark chocolate.
I've grown on to it a little bit.
There's, no, it's good. It's 100% good.
It's just a little too strong.
There's like these Christmas stars they make around Christmas time. I don't know what brand it is, but those are pretty good. They got a little mint
milk chocolate, I think. I will never pick that as my pick.
Well,
yeah.
There you have it, gentlemen. We were going to do some honorable mentions, but we are completely out of time.
Unfortunately.
Thank you all for partaking in the snack draft. Hopefully you had as much fun as I did. We'll see what the listeners say. We're out. All right. And now for a quick recap of all of our teams in the snack draft. Remember, you are going to get to vote for the team that you think was the best overall selection across the board for the best snacks chosen. We'll start with Jack Steffel, who had the first overall pick. He went Cosmic Brownies, Thin Mints, Mike and Ike's Peanut Butter Filled Pretzels, and Mini Wrapped Kit Kats for his selection there. Second overall pick was yours truly, Coach Whitaker, with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the ever elusive Honey Bun, Fritos Chips, Starburst for the candy, and a wild card that, if you are a child of the 90s like myself, the Cheesecake Bars, the Philadelphia Cheesecake Snack Bars. Third in order was Elias, WWE Fleener, drafted the Hershey's Chocolate Bar, the Frosted Sugar Cookie, Trolley Gummy Worms, Muddy Buddies or Puppy Chow, and Ruffles Potato Chips were his salty selection. Fourth pick in the order was Mr. Owen Winder. He took Twix, Cream-Filled Long Johns, Snappers Pretzels, Nerd Gummy Bites, and the Klondike Bar Choco Taco for his five selections. Fifth round pick, or the fifth choice, was Trevor Jankovic with the Nutty Buddy, Ferrero Rocher Chocolates, Peanut M&M's, Venison Jerky, and Sea Salt Caramel Burndale Chocolates. The sixth pick was Mr. Emmett Bonilla. He had his sixth in the order. He took the classic pink sugar cookie from Crumble, Oreos, double stuffed nacho cheese Doritos were his salty selection, saltine crackers were his wild card, and caramel M&Ms were his candy selection. The late add to the draft, Coach Phil Jacobs, took chocolate peanut butter ice cream as his first overall pick, salt and vinegar kettle chips, Sour Patch strips, double fudge brownies, and chocolate chip cookies were his baked good. Also now pictured in the episode, but his picks by proxy are offensive line coach Bill Ivan. He took anything made by his mother as his baked good, which we vetoed because of the lack of detail. Great Lakes Parmesan Ranch potato chips, Kirkland steak strips, Reese's Take Fives, Saunders Jock chocolate caramels were his chocolate pick. So there you have it, folks. There is the recap of all of the teams. Hopefully you enjoyed listening to the draft. Please make your selection either on Spotify or through our YouTube link to select who do you think drafted the best snack team.
This is Coach Phil Jacobs, head football coach of the Dexter Dreadnoughts. You are listening to the Iron Dread Podcast.